Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
I'm Tommy Two Stars.
Together we are
the Deep Fried Geeks.
Our weekly podcast, we're talking about TV shows, comic movies, and general geek news.
Woo!
We're just talking about Larry rubbing my feet. I got blisters on them.
Big old blisters. Girl, help your pappy. Get the lotion.
Like, y'all want to know that. I was going to say a movie quote right there, but I feel weird saying that about my daughter. So, not going to say that movie quote.
I don't even want to know where you're going either, to be honest, because that could have been really bad.
It puts the lotion on the skin.
Oh. It puts the lotion on the feet, or else it gets the grounded again.
I was at work the other day, and a server said that a customer wanted like four sides of sour cream.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like, what does he use the sour cream for? Does he rub it all over himself? And then one of the cooks said, and I was like, it puts the sour cream on the skin or it gets the hose again. It was perfect. But then like all the kids just looked at me because only one person got it because they're a little older than me.
Oh,
everybody else was super confused.
Look it up. There's got to be a meme for it. Like, how could kids not know about that meme? There's got to be a meme.
It's
a meme generation, bro.
There's
a meme for everything.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Maddie.
It's been a while again.
It's been a while, and I missed it.
I don't think we have done a podcast since after the hurricane, right?
I don't think so. I think the last one we did was the Defenders one, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that was right before the hurricane.
So
we were going to try to get back on track again.
That's right.
And do every week. And then if you people don't know, Florida got hit by a giant hurricane.
It was like a big, overhyped fat lady.
Yes.
Sat on us.
Yeah, but, and then the main part of the fat lady hurt some people.
It did.
So it was a little serious. But for people that didn't get the direct hit, it was okay. And thank goodness we didn't get direct
hit. We got pretty lucky, but all our sympathies go to those who are still rebuilding.
Yes.
In our viewer listening area.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people who, I think most of Florida has power back now.
Yeah, pretty much.
But even up until like 3 days ago, there's people without power still.
Yeah, at the very tip, yeah.
So.
What, you didn't like talking about the tip?
No, that's what she said. And then,
back on track.
So it's been a long couple weeks because then with our jobs we kind of get hit after that and not having power and stuff like
that. One downside working at a orange box.
An orange box.
In a home improvement store.
And a black and yellow box.
A black and yellow chicken place. Because everybody comes in with their problems and you gotta help them.
Yeah, it was pretty insane. It was a couple long weeks, but now we're back. It's the end of September.
Bam.
I've got blisters.
Now.
What is that?
Back in Black.
Back in Black! Maddie's back!
The podcast attack! Podcast awards is glad we'd be back, because we're going to pod on the low. We're going to rock it till the day of dawn.
Because
we're mad time. Mad in town. The geeks are back.
Keep calling geek out.
I should have saved it. Oh, now the rest of the podcast is going to be boring as hell. How do you just keep going?
That was amazing. That needs to be our new theme song now.
Sorry, Weezer. You did a great job, but we got the geeks are back.
You need to record this one, Weezer, you bitch.
Pull out my AC/DC impression.
He's a little shrimp.
It's time to do AC! Jim Brewer has a stand-up, and one of the things he talks about is, like, they can make any song sound cool and rockin'. Even the Hokey Pokey. You put your right foot in! You take your right foot out! So.
AC/DC is pretty amazing.
Yeah. I do, like, some of their songs are pretty good, but there's, like, I gotta ignore the words, because this just makes me feel wrong.
Some of them are pretty, yeah. Some of, like, 80s rock music, 70s, 80s rock music, you listen to some of those lyrics, and it's like, holy
There's a lot
cow.
About, a lot of sex and drugs songs.
Lots of it. And I never realized it, like, growing up, and then now I was listening to it. Because I'm always, like, because Larry, like, listens to all that crappy new trap rap or whatever
yeah.
they call
oh,
that
yeah,
crap.
That's tough, yeah.
And, like, I'm like, hey, you need to be careful what you're listening to, because some of that music is pretty sexual. And then I turn on Led Zeppelin, and never mind.
Back down. Oh, wait. That restaurant is called Nothing Bundt Cakes. That's awesome. Shout out to Nothing Bundt Cakes. That's
me. And on Fruitville Road, yeah, Fruitville in Sarasota. Road. Go check them out, because we didn't.
Because we didn't. Them. But I just love puns, and having a restaurant with a pun name like that is amazing. So good for you.
Good job, Bundt Cake.
Send us, send us a Bundt Cake.
There is a place by my house, the Cheesecake Place, and it's got a punny name. And I can't think of it right now.
There's a Cheesecake Place by your house.
Yeah.
I might try to find this place when we get back.
It's off of...
Because we're on the road.
It's off of 776. Okay. Right there. You know where the pool hall is?
Yes. On the Veterans,
right after
yeah.
the pool hall, after Veterans.
Okay. Well, that's...
I'll have to think of the cheesecake name.
That's an interesting little pool hall. I went there with a friend of mine. Nicky Chucky Danny. We went and played pool there.
That's his name? Nicky Chucky Danny?
Literally his name. I don't want to say his name on the radio, but yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
I'll tell you the what, yeah. I think you've met him before.
Okay, Nicky Chucky Danny.
Yeah, you met him. We went out that one night. He came with us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, yeah.
So yeah, we went to the pool hall. So now I know where that is. I'm getting me some mother loving cheesecake.
Nice. Yeah, we'll have to go check that out. So for those of you that are wondering why I have blisters on my feet.
All right, go ahead.
I want to put cheesecake on my skin. I went to Disney the other day, so that's why I have.
He's got all the. He walked around the world.
And the Food and Wine Festival.
I always wanted to do that.
It's cool. It you know, every so. They have all the big countries that have pavilions, they do their own little food pavilion thing too.
Okay.
But then countries that don't even have their own pavilion get little stand-up spots.
It's like little ambassador foods.
Right. So they have Hawaii and the Caribbean Islands. Yeah, they're right.
There's
and Australia
Hawaii.
And there's got to be. I've got a passport in my house we can look at, but there's got to be at least 30, 40 food stands.
That's awesome. And so you pay like a pass, right? And you can just kind of stop by and get certain things, or do you have to pay at each thing?
You can do that. You can buy a pass. They have a package thing you can buy. And it's a little swipe thing that you can use. Mm-hmm. Or you can just pay at each thing.
Okay.
And that's what we did. We just paid at each thing.
So which one did you guys go to?
We did Ireland.
Obviously. You can't skip over the old Emerald Island and just expect to say, I went around the world and I didn't go to Ireland.
They had a roasted sausages with Guinness gravy and some Cold Cannon. And then we did
Cold Cannon. That sounds like an old Civil War cannon. Yeah. Fire it into the Cold Cannon.
Well, it's mashed
potatoes.
Mashed potatoes and like coleslaw.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Oh, I didn't realize.
It's like cabbage. It's like mashed potatoes.
That's why. Okay,
cabbage,
that gives it that little bit of a texture to it.
And
okay.
Some peas usually is in it too. Because what Cold Cannon used to be is it would be like leftover from the last night's roast. So they would take like the leftover vegetables and then mix them all together and then make Cold Cannon for like breakfast.
Liam, we don't have enough food to make for tomorrow. What are we going to do? Empty, raid the fridge. We're going to throw it all in a pot and eat it. What is this? This is just a mashy leap. I don't know. It's coleslaw and Cold Cannon. We're just calling it Cold Cannon. That's all we got. Everything's got potatoes
in it.
We'll
put it in a can, so we call it Cold Cannon.
Cold Cannon.
Put a cannon in the can.
And then we fire it over the city.
It shoots out in a can, shoots into the can, because it's all the cabbage.
And just rains mashed potatoes all over Ireland.
So
there's your bit of history,
delicious.
Folks.
So we did that, and then we did Germany. We got some Oktoberfest at
Germany.
Did you
get some Spatzel and some Brats?
No, we got the pretzels.
The pretzels?
Ooh, and we had some pretzels.
And some German mustard to dip in there?
Yes.
Ah, guten Tag.
And then the other thing we did is we ate in Japan. So they had Thursday. You know that restaurant in Japan?
Mm-hmm. I've been
up
there.
Up top, we went there. And so with the little koi pond.
Yeah, cool.
And it goes like up a little mountain thing. And there's
that's right.
There.
Yeah, there's steps that go down.
Yeah,
true.
So we did that, and we had some teriyaki beef and chicken.
Mm.
But so like every little
pavilion. Pretty good sake. I had the cold sake there.
Oh yeah, their sake is good. Every little pavilion you stop at, so you get a little boat plate. It's like bites. I mean, there's more like a moose bouche than anything.
Okay.
But it's like $4.
That's not so bad.
See the taste of it, and that's for generic stuff like. America had, like, lobster rolls. The lobster rolls were, like, $8.
Buttered barbecue brisket.
It was lobster rolls.
Yeah.
And brisket.
Oh,
perfect. That was, like, the two things they had.
No hot dogs and apple pie.
And then the craft beer.
I guess hot dogs are more based off of sausage anyway. But.
Well, the great thing about America is when you walk into America and around the world,
it great.
Smells like funnel cake.
Oh.
It just reeks like funnel cake.
That's what we want to tell everybody from out of the country. You just fly into America and you land, it just smells like funnel cake.
Or at least in Epcot it does.
They lied, the geeks lied to us. It doesn't smell like the funnel cakes. Came all this way.
We just came for the funnel cake.
Where's the funnel cake?
They lied. Sophia loves the funnel cake.
I'm so furious.
Not because I'm a Nazi.
No, that's bad.
No, that's Nazis.
That's terrible. It's just we just don't talk about that.
We want to find the geeks and have shite on them. And so the day at Epcot was pretty good. I would definitely go back to Food and Wine Festival and maybe try to get one of the passes.
Yeah.
And do everything. That might be some of the fun that we can do.
Just like sip a little bit of drinks from all over the place, wines and stuff. I think that'd be cool.
And then they have a whole little a separate area that we didn't go into. Mm-hmm. That's a convention hall in Epcot that they do the Garden Festival in. That's a whole nother part of the Food and Wine Festival.
Yep, they have wine and cheese and stuff there.
And they do wine and cheese, and they do presentations. I guess the people from The Chew are going to be there.
The Chew?
Mario Batali, Bobby Flay, a couple other people, Michael Simon. So, but I don't know when. And then the other cool thing is Sugar Ray was playing there, too.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
They do Eat to Beat series. So, that's why I have blisters on my feet.
The Disney blistered your feet up.
Yes. What have you been up to? Anything else super new with you?
Nothing really. Just kind of chillaxing, playing some video games, playing some Ultimate Frisbee.
Yo, what video games you playing?
So I got Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. So
that's a brand new one that came out?
That's a brand new one came out last week. It's pretty fun.
What system did you get it for?
Xbox One.
Nice.
And then I've been playing a lot of Gears of War 4 again.
How many different Marvel characters do they
now,
have?
This one is not that many compared to the other ones. I want to say it's 4x6 on each side, so 24, 48 characters. I guess that's a lot. But
48 Marvel characters?
48 Marvel, 24 Marvel characters, 24
Capcom characters.
I think. It might be 3x8, which either way is 24. So.
Okay. Is it more of, like, the most famous Marvel characters
so they've got, right now, they're stuck a lot to the Cinematic Universe characters. So I'm thinking they also got rid of a lot of the X-Men characters for licensing. My guess is licensing issues, because Wolverine has been in, like, everyone except for this one. There's no Cyclops either and stuff
Wolverine.
Like that.
No Wolverine.
No Wolverine. I was a little sad, because I like Wolverine. I'm pretty good with him.
So they probably had Guardians of the Galaxy,
they have
right?
Rocket, Gamora, Iron Man, Captain Marvel.
No Groot?
Groot is a... He's... When Rocket fights, he sends Groot out to do a special move, and he pops back.
Iron Man, Thor, probably, right?
Thor, yeah. Thor's in it. Hulk. Doctor Strange.
Captain America.
And so the one cool thing is they actually have their movie outfits. So all the outfits that they have on are based off of the movies.
Oh, nice.
That's pretty cool. I like that they did that.
That's cool.
And then a couple other favorites, like Thanos is in it. There's actually like a story mode to it, so it's like a whole big overarching story.
Nice.
And then where like the universes got combined with the Infinity Stone, so it's pretty cool. And Ultron.
Oh, that's cool.
Who else is on the Marvel side?
So who do they have for Capcom?
Capcom's got Street Fighter Ryu, Chun-Li, Frank West from Dead Rising, Dante from Devil May Cry.
Oh, nice.
Chris Redfield from Resident Evil. Nathan Spencer from Bionic Commando. Arthur from Ghosts and Goblins. He's kind of fun to play as because he's like really short. And he just like throws weapons.
Isn't Mega Man Capcom?
Mega Man 2, yeah. So Mega Man X and Zero are in it. He's in it. Mega Man X version is in it. I like him. He's pretty fun. He's got some pretty cool combos. There's a bad guy. Some people from Darkstalkers. Jedha and Morgan. Which was a Capcom fighting game about, like, mythical creatures, basically. Like, there's, like, a werewolf, and Morgan's a succubus, and it's, like, a mummy, so it's a couple from that game.
Do you think they're going to have DLCs, too?
There is a character, like, DLC, so yeah. There's six more characters that are coming out. The first two are already confirmed, which is Sigma from Mega Man X and Black Panther.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and nice. Also with the character pack, you get bonus costumes for everybody.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I got the deluxe edition, and it came with that. And it also, I bought the collector's edition, which came with four statues and, like, a little collector's case with, like, Infinity Stones in it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, very nice.
The Infinity Stones is the coolest looking one. It looks like little Easter eggs on a glowing stand, and you can't even take them out, though. Aww. I was a little bummed about that. But the statue's actually really cool. So that's a Mega Man statue, Iron Man, Chun-Li, and Captain Marvel.
They're all together?
No, there are four separate statues.
Oh, they're four. You have to show me all this stuff.
I will.
How do you not tell me about this sooner?
Because it's... Well, I got it last week, and we didn't pod.
We haven't seen each other in forever.
It's been so long. I have to cry myself to sleep.
That sounds pretty amazing.
It's pretty cool.
I'll have to check that
out. It's fun. It's fun. I love the Marvel vs. Capcom series. I've been playing it since the first one. Back in the old days of the arcade and the joystick.
Arcade, yeah, that was the best game ever.
Yeah.
All right. So,
Oh, Spider-Man did it, too.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
TV pick of the week.
TV pick of the week. Watch TV.
Lots of Netflix, new Netflix shows
coming
out.
Lots of stuff got added in. Stuff got new shows dropping, new seasons of stuff.
Yep. I just got done watching a Netflix original series.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I've been watching. It's called Travels with My Father.
Okay.
And it's a travel show about it follows a comedian,
mm-hmm.
Jack Whitehall. He's
Sounds
from England.
Familiar, but...
He's in some British sitcoms, mm-hmm. and stuff. And he's, like, very eccentric and out there. It's a, he wanted to take a gap year, they call it, and which is a big, long, like, vacation,
mm-hmm.
like, backpacking and stuff through Europe and everything else. But so he wanted to do that, and he decided to do it with his father, and his father is super posh from northern England and has never really traveled much, has money, doesn't like to go out and about, doesn't like to try new food.
So he just kind of cohorts his father to come
right.
out with him and travel. That's kind
yeah.
of interesting.
Yeah, so he's traveling with his father. There's like 8 episodes. It definitely feels pretty scripted.
Yeah.
Sadly,
a lot of those like reality quote-unquote shows, are,
yeah.
they always have some basis of a story and a script going for them. So
it's it's definitely worth checking out. It's got heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only 8 episodes, so it doesn't last super long. And then the other thing that is constantly playing at my house right now is The Office. It's like
yeah.
on a loop
yeah.
between Larry and my wife.
Larry and Miss Mattman.
So I've been diving into that a little bit too. But other than that, I haven't really been watching too much TV stuff.
So I just finished going through Always Sunny in Philly again. And now I'm going through Walking Dead before the new season starts.
Which is starting soon, right?
October 22nd.
October 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of new TV coming out pretty soon.
Yeah, within the month of October, you got Stranger Things 2.
Flash.
Walking Dead. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. starts back up. Flash.
Yeah. The new Flash season.
Yeah.
The new Arrow season. The new... Legends of Tomorrow
yeah.
come out in November, I think. Gotham just started back up, too.
Yeah.
So lots and lots of stuff. Did you hear rumors that this might be the last Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. season that it may be canceling?
I heard the opposite, that there's something,
oh, really?
There's some force in the ABC universe that's going to keep it going.
Huh. Some force?
I didn't get to read all the article, but that's what the title was. It's some force will not allow Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to end or something like that. So I gotta get caught up. I heard, though, that Inhumans probably won't get a second season.
Yes, I wouldn't be surprised, because I don't think the IMAX showing had a very good...
I think that's the main reason
turnout.
Why, but to be fair, it came out the last Nick, then the week after that, so like all the all the IMAX theaters, I'm pretty sure, shifted around to show it.
Okay,
so.
Yeah. You didn't see it, right?
No.
Or see...
I have not seen any of it yet.
Not it, but you were talking about it, and
yes,
we're seeing it.
Let me rephrase that. I have not
Marvel
seen any of
Inhumans
yet, yeah,
okay.
No.
And then,
I mean, the premise looked really cool, but I just,
it did. It looked a little, some of the graphics looked a little cheesy.
Yeah.
What do you expect for a TV show?
Yeah,
I mean, and I think it confused a lot of people, because originally they had it as a release that it was going to be part of the cinematic universe.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's going to have its own movie, and then it got scrapped.
And then they switched it, but then they're like, oh, well, let's put the first episode on IMAX. And so then they're doing trailers of it. So then I think some people thought it was a movie. And it's just confusing.
I think I remember reading it's because they were filming it with a new IMAX camera the first episode, so that's why they did it that way.
Gotcha.
So it's really high def, and the quality of it's really good.
And then we don't have, and then Punisher's coming out, but
Punisher's just around the corner. Is that the end of this year or next year?
They don't. It's 2017.
It's 2017.
So the new trailer is what it's doing is it's showing the trailer, and then at the end it says 2017, and then it does that staticky blinky thing they're doing.
Okay.
And so it like rotates through a bunch of months, but it doesn't show you. So.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's not too many months left in 2017.
So hopefully just around the corner. You know, it'd be kind of interesting and funny. Like, they make this random show, has a random title. And the first episode, it's like a sitcom. And then all of a sudden, Frank Castle just kicks in the door. It's like, you're coming with me. And then boop, switches, it's Punisher. Just kidding.
That would be pretty amazing.
Can't protect your sitcom, Primo.
Oh, that was old school.
Yeah. We haven't pulled that out in a while. I had to bring it out.
You can't protect George Seinfeld!
But Jerry!
That's what Will and Grace remake is. It's actually Punisher.
Oh,
you can't protect Grace, Will!
Can't protect your boyfriend, Will. I mean,
you must pay for your sins. So you didn't see the newest trailer yet, did you?
No, not yet. I meant to watch it, but I forgot while eating.
Need to watch it.
It looks like I saw snippets where it's like a lot of flashback cities and the war and stuff like that, correct?
Lots of flashbacks in the war, then lots of him torturing people and killing people, and it's pretty hardcore. And a lot of the second half of it's themed to like a Metallica song.
Oh yeah, that's right, yeah.
Which makes it even more badass. So lots of good TV coming up. What's the one thing you think you're definitely probably gonna binge watch in October?
Definitely Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Are
you gonna follow any of the new shows or just wait for all the
Well that's the thing, we don't really have like streaming. TV anymore. All we do is stream. So if it's not on Hulu or Prime or Amazon or Netflix, then I can't really watch it.
Yeah.
So things like Walking Dead, it's not on Hulu anymore, so I probably won't be able to keep up with that, sadly.
What I've done in years past is bought the season pass on iTunes.
Yeah, but that's like $50.
It is, yeah.
It's expensive.
It is. I have local TV, so I might keep up with Arrow. Yeah. I think that's the only thing I might keep up with.
I'm so far behind on that. I've only watched like most of the first episode.
Yeah, well, it's all on Netflix now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So lots of good TV coming out. I'm definitely gonna watch Stranger Things too, also. And then as soon as Punisher comes out, I'll watch that too. I was just about to talk about movies, but I haven't really seen any movies lately.
I mean, we were gonna go see It, but we changed our minds.
Yes, we went bar hopping instead.
I had fun. It was all good.
I had fun too. It was a good night. We found a speakeasy.
A nice little hidden speakeasy.
What was the name of that place?
Some alchemy or something.
Pangea.
Like that. Pangea, yeah. Alchemy bar or something.
Alchemy,
like that.
Pangea. It was called Pangea and Alchemy Bar or something like that. And it was in downtown.
So literally, is a speakeasy like a restaurant that doesn't advertise itself? Is that what a speakeasy is?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And you had to go in through the back door.
Yeah.
So they have a little.
And is there supposed to be a password or something you're supposed to do, right?
Yeah.
Normally?
Yeah. Normally. Well, when we walked through the back door, that little guy peeked his head through the curtain. And he's like, oh, hey.
Yeah.
It was an interesting place. It was an alchemy bar. And so we did that instead. But Thor Ragnarok is coming out.
It's just around the corner. Next
November,
yeah.
Right? November 8th. That's I don't really think there's any big movies coming out in October.
That's the only one I care about.
Yeah, Thor Ragnarok and then The Last Jedi.
Yep.
Which... It's weird because we don't even have a full trailer for it yet.
We still just have that teaser?
We still just have the teaser. The Jedi no must full have. Trailer. Isn't that weird? That it's end of September so and the movie's coming out in December?
So my guess is Thor Ragnarok comes out, there's going to be a new trailer. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, I can see that.
Disney, they're going to blast it out there.
I think they're maybe they're trying not to show as much.
I think that's a great idea.
I think that's a great idea.
They finally learn their lessons and build up anticipation for the movies. Dag burn it.
Let the movie build its own and not give away the whole movie.
I think that's an awesome idea. Granted, Star Wars is going to be like 3 hours long. Can't give the whole movie away.
Yeah. Is it going to be that long?
It's probably like 2.5 hours if I'm going to guess.
I think the movie that did it the worst in the past couple years is probably...
Batman v Superman?
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
They gave away so much. And they gave away like that almost the whole fight scene. Yeah. It was in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad.
Up Doomsday's in it. Up Doomsday gets beat up. Up Wonder Woman's in it. Wonder Woman beats up Doomsday. Blah, blah. Ruined it.
So we did just leave the comic book store, though.
We did. We were stopped by good old Dark Side Comics. Wink, wink.
Comic pick of the week.
Comic pick of the week. So there's a couple comics that I saw that I really want to get caught up in because I haven't bought comics in a long time.
Yes, I'm not either.
So the ones I bought were... What did I buy? Oh, I bought the variant for the WMD, the Weapons of Mutant Destruction.
Okay.
Something else. I bought a new long box. I guess I could grab it.
It's a Harley Quinn long box.
I need a long box for my DCs. They're just piled up in my room. They're gonna get ruined.
Something I saw that they have out that I didn't know they had out was Punisher versus Deadpool.
Hellboy. I bought a Hellboy one.
Oh, did you buy a Hellboy?
Yeah. Because they always do like one-offs and they're cool little stories.
Okay.
And then Matthew bought his yoga hosers.
Yeah, so yoga hosers one off.
And I also bought a Mega Man vinyl pop.
Nice.
So I haven't gotten a new vinyl pop in a while, so I wanted one. And it's Mega Man. And he needs a job.
So do they still have Secret Empires going on?
Yes, so the last I remember hearing about that is... So my guess is what they did the story is when... some point, Steve Rogers died, and they brought in this girl who had the physical embodiment of the Cosmic Cube, and she brought him back, but she was brainwashed by Red Skull, so they brought him back as a Nazi, or Hydra agent.
Yeah.
So in doing that, that also created either a parallel universe, which trapped the real Steve Rogers in it, and now he has somehow forged his way back, and he has to fight Hydra Cap.
Oh, neat!
Yeah.
That's
so
a
that's
cool
the
idea.
Last I remember reading is the real Steve Rogers is back and he's about to bring down some justice on Hydra Cap.
That's a pretty good idea.
So I think now that you fanboys can calm your asses down.
I'm Captain America, is not a Nazi.
Yeah, so.
We are not the Nazis, we are Hydra.
Trails not so Nazis, the Nazis are bad, Hydra is good, take over the world, hell Hydra.
Hell Hydra.
So that's the last I remember reading about that, and I thought that was really cool. Because it's that one storyline, like, basically took over the entire comic book universe.
It did. People were freaking out about that. So they're starting. So that's probably wrapping up here soon.
Yeah, I think that's probably almost done and back to normal. Probably waiting until, like, the next Avengers, and they'll reboot it again.
Very nice.
So, yeah, that looked pretty cool. I want to get caught up on all my Hulks. I'm really far behind on Totally Awesome, and then regular Hulk, which is Jennifer Walters. Because after Bruce Banner got killed in Civil War, I don't think he's dead anymore. I think they've already brought him back. But after he died in Civil War, Jennifer Walters took over as the Hulk mantle. Because even though Amadeus Cho has all the Hulk's powers, he's not the Hulk.
Why not?
Because, I don't know, he's just not.
Why?
I guess because he can be able to keep control better than Bruce Banner did.
Why?
Why? I don't know. Because he just can't.
Why?
Because he's... Shut up. Shut up. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Sheesh. What are you, 12?
Yes, I am. Yep. Anybody that listens to us on a regular basis, and you who hangs out with me,
should know better.
Yeah, you're right. I have a mind of a 12-year-old.
Yeah, you're right. So, yeah, comments.
I just got really sleepy.
Not while we're driving, please.
I know, right?
All
right,
so, anything recently that you would want to jump into geek news, or?
Yeah, we can talk about geek news.
All right, so how do
geek
we...
Geek news!
Let's get some of that super geek news.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's what you get when you're driving, because I have no notes, right?
You ain't got no notes, folks. We're doing it live.
I'm trying to think about anything super new. I know MegaCon's going on. Oh, I read a cool article yesterday.
Okay.
So, Hurricane Irma happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hurricane Maria happened.
Mm-hmm.
And Maria hit Puerto Rico
very
pretty hard.
Hard. It pretty much devastated.
Yes. So, Stan Lee is coming down. He's going to MegaCon, Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
He was not announced. This is a brand new thing just like 2 weeks ago. And he's coming down and he's auctioning off a bunch of items there.
Yeah.
And then parts of his proceeds from his signing and stuff, he's going to donate all that too.
That's pretty cool. Well, that would have been cool to go up there and see what kind of stuff they're auctioning off. Like true Stan Lee memorabilia, true believers.
He's hoping to reach about $1 million, I read. So that would be pretty great. So
maybe, but I don't know.
The article was pretty wonderful. If you don't already love Stan Lee, it makes you love him even more. He's just such a sweet man.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cool read. So definitely check that out.
Cool, that's neat.
We talked about all the new TV shows coming out.
Right. No real news about movies that I remember hearing about. I mean, this just general news, not necessarily geek news, that Hugh Hefner passed away.
Hugh Hefner did pass away, which is, it feels like he should have passed away years ago, because he's been in my life as long as I can remember,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, he's lived in obscurity for the longest time.
He's a pop culture icon.
Yeah.
Building
an empire of naked ladies.
Yeah, and you know, Kevin Smith, was it Kevin Smith? No, who posted something really nice about him?
Well, I don't
Adam know. Richman.
Okay, well, Kevin did post something about
Kevin
him.
Kevin Smith did post something. It wasn't as nice.
No, it's basically just showing off naked pictures of his wife.
Yeah. Adam Richman is the host of Man vs. Food.
Yep,
he's
that's
a
right.
TV food personality now. And he posted a picture of him with Hugh. And he wrote a really nice sentiment about how when he had his bat mitzvah.
Mm-hmm. Bar mitzvah. Bat mitzvahs for women.
Yes, his bar mitzvah. Sorry. And his mom bought him a lifelong subscription for Playboy.
That's funny.
During his bar mitzvah. And
you're a man now. Start looking at naked ladies.
Yep. And that he would read Playboy from cover to cover.
Okay, so he would actually read it for
every
the articles.
Month. And he'd read it for the articles. And he wrote this nice thing that it basically shaped him into the man he was because Playboy was not just about naked women.
It technically wasn't.
A lot of people thought it was. And it was about manhood in general, he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can be a man and like silk and fancy things and fancy cars and clothing lines.
Smoking
and
jackets.
Be chic and smoking jackets and, you know, and about getting away from pure masculinity.
Yeah.
You know, and that you can be a, you know, a cheeky kind of man and
ooh, watch out.
Enjoy the better parts of life. And so he wrote this big nice thing and how he, when he met Hugh, he kind of went over that with Hugh and explained to him that that's what he thought Playboy was and was about, and that helped shape him as a man. And they hugged and they took a picture together. And he told Adam that he got it, and very many few people get what Playboy is all about. So I thought that was a pretty neat little article, because a lot of people just think of Playboy as naked women.
Yeah.
And growing up as a teenager, I guess you do.
Yeah.
It's just all up in your face.
All
and that's
your hormones.
All it,
and
that's
yeah.
all it is for. But so, really, I mean, Hugh Hefner helped shape the world of what it is today.
I guess in a way, yeah.
Yeah. So, it is sad, but he's 91, and I guess, you know, some people probably are celebrating that he is dead, but mm-hmm. it's still a human life, and he's still definitely shaped a lot of our culture today, yeah. in America, at least.
It's true, true, true. I don't know if too many people don't know about the Playboy Mansion and stuff like that.
Yes, and Playboy Bunnies and... Well, did you know that last year they actually stopped having naked women in
What I heard, but I heard they brought it back.
They brought it back very quickly because the sales dropped drastically, I heard. Hugh Hefner, rest well.
Rest in peace, man.
Yeah. I don't want to end our episode talking about Hugh Hefner dying.
No, goodbye. So...
that would just be weird.
I mean, I'm just trying to think of other crud we
did
could
we talk
about.
About the David Harbour Hellboy pictures yet? Did
no,
you see
I don't
those?
Think we did. I did see that.
What did you think of that?
With actual suit? I thought he looked pretty badass.
I thought it looked really fake.
Well, it does. It looks fake. But it looks badass. So. Because I'm, like, curious. Like, is that him? Is he that ripped?
Yeah.
Why is he posed in such a weird way? It looks almost like a computer graphic.
And he's got a big mullet.
I mean, Hellboy's got two huge horns right here, so his hair doesn't really grow normally.
Yes. But any pictures and things or comics, and even the original Hellboy, I never thought he had, like, a big mullet, though.
No, he just had, like, a slick back
and
look.
David Harbour's Hellboy is straight up, like...
He looks scruffy, is what I thought. He just looked like he came from, like... fighting in, like, wasteland somewhere, like Mad Max style.
Do you think this costume looks better than the Ron Perlman costume?
Well, I love the Ron Perlman version, and then I saw this version and then the Ron Perlman one side by side, and then I realized how fake-looking the Ron Perlman one
yes,
was.
Yes, that's exactly where I was going with that. I agree with you, because I saw the David Harbour one, and I was like, man, that looks really fake. And then I was like, all right, let me go look. And I did the same thing and looked at it side by side. And I was like, okay, well, the Ron Perlman one looks really good, too. And maybe a lot of what we're getting is digitalized.
Yeah, probably.
From this. Because we've only got that one picture.
Right. So they haven't really shown too much of actually, like, on the set photos and stuff like that. So we don't know how much of that is actually David Harbour ripped off his butt. Because, I mean, he wasn't a really thin man in Stranger Things.
He was not. He was a little
paunchy.
Is there a release date for it yet?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm betting it's probably gonna be like 2019 at this rate.
It seemed to happen really quick.
Right. Like, it just announced they were doing a reboot, and then all of a sudden they announced David Harbour, and then this and that stuff. So it's going pretty quick. Who knows? Maybe it'll be 2018. But
you get movies that happen really super freaky fast like mm-hmm. that, and then you get movies that take forever, like the Gambit movie.
Yeah. If we don't even know if that's still happening.
Yeah.
Still in limbo somewhere, getting a director, last I heard.
Weird.
Who knows?
Hollywood is a weird place, Tom.
You're darn right it is.
And I know firsthand.
You've been to Hollywood?
No, I haven't.
What secrets do you have from me? Is it we can take our seatbelts off?
No.
Free to roam about the cabin?
Gas.
Oh, okay.
But I got, that's like 40 miles.
Okay.
So we could drive for 40 more miles of podcast.
All right, let's do it. Why not? We're going to pod to out of gas. No, we're just kidding.
They did officially announce that Joker movie, too.
Okay, so that wasn't... Now it's not a rumor anymore. It's official.
It is official, yeah.
Still a weird idea. I want to see it, but...
Martin Scorsese. But they haven't said who's going to be the Joker yet.
I think they should just not say who the Joker is going to be. Keep that completely secret.
Wouldn't that be cool if they did that sometime? Or just not do a casting announcement and just come out of the movie like,
I don't
boom!
Know how they could keep that secret, but I think that would be really neat.
Like, I was kind of wishing they do that with the Justice League with Green Lantern. Like, boom, just out pops fucking Green Lantern with Nathan Fillion as Green Lantern.
That'd be cool.
Like, it would be so amazing.
You think that Nathan Fillion would be a good Green Lantern?
I think he would be an amazing Green Lantern. Yeah. Hal Jordan.
I think he's witty enough, and he's got that sense of humor as well as the serious part of him.
Well, he voiced Green Lantern.
Oh, he did?
Too, yeah.
I didn't know that.
For years. So I think he would be an amazing Green Lantern. I think he'd be perfect. And he's got enough, a little bit of star power, too. And you could just introduce him as Hal and only have him around for, like, a movie.
Yeah.
And then
just maybe a little snippet of Hal in Justice League. And then, boom, John Stewart takes over. Something like that. That'd be cool.
Or even have a... how cool would it be to have a Green Lantern Lethal Weapon movie?
So, like a space buddy cop
like
movie?
Like a space buddy cop movie, but with Lantern Corps.
That would be actually pretty neat.
And have it be Hal Jordan and John Stewart.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
But Hal is the grizzled old cop, yeah, and John's the young rookie.
And so he passes on the mantle. That would be kind of funny. I think that would be a cool idea.
That would be amazing. And you could mix it like Men in Black and Lethal Weapon mix.
Yeah. So aliens meet superpowers meet buddy cop.
So good. Who would you cast as John Stewart?
It would be John Stewart. It's got to be like an up-and-comer. Like, this is the first name I thought of, which might work. Zac Efron.
Oh, as Hal Jordan?
Yeah, no, as John Stewart.
John Stewart's black.
Oh, is he? Oh, I didn't know that. I'm not a Green Lantern person.
You're going to go diverse.
Okay, so no whitewashing. We're not whitewashing this
movie.
Don't
whitewash John Stewart. People right. won't be very happy with you.
Michael B. Jordan, he's all over the place. He's playing Killmonger now in a Black Panther movie. He can also play Sirius very well, cause like he did in Creed.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, cause John Stewart is very like stern and kind of serious. Yeah. Ex
pilot, right? Just
no,
like no, that was just
that was
Hal Jordan.
Hal. He was kind of like a street thug, I think. Oh, okay. Was John Stewart's kind of past.
So let's see who else of the young African American community.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Just put him in everything, really.
He's gonna be Black Adam though, right. So that wouldn't really work, I guess. Donald Glover? Nah,
he's I just can't picture him being tough. When he was in Spider-Man, he looked awkward in that movie, to be honest.
He did look very awkward. It's like, what the hell
like
is John?
He's
why
stoned
is,
out of his mind.
Why is Donald Glover here? Like we don't This is just weird.
His character just looked like he wasn't coherent, like he was on drugs the whole time.
I think that's what it's supposed to look
like,
though.
I bet so, but he's, yeah. Well, let's see. Who else? There's got to be more than that. I feel kind of bad. Young, it's young, though. You want to kind of pick a young up-and-coming one.
Yeah, right.
Keenan Thompson.
Keenan Thompson.
Hey, man. What's going on in this galaxy, man?
Did you hear the rumor about John Cena being cast as Billy Batson or Shazam?
No, I did not hear that, actually.
And people were freaking out because they didn't want to have two wrestlers in a league.
Who cares? You need to have two beefy dudes.
Yeah.
Black Adam and especially Shazam.
Yeah.
Is a big guy.
I still wish we could just travel back in time and get Patrick Warburton from 10 years ago.
That would have been amazing.
And have him play Shazam.
Just to voice it. I would love him to just voice Black Adam. Yeah. Or Shazam.
That would be amazing.
I am Shazam.
This would be a perfect, like...
Yeah, because he's big and got broad shoulders. And then just have, just Billy just transform Patrick Warburton. Time to go fight some justice across the universe and stuff.
That's perfect. He's gonna tell me he's gonna body slam the Rock.
We'll put the Rock bottom. We'll put the Shazam bottom on you. What's that noise?
Next week we will come back with more notes.
We'll have some notes. We'll have some order. I mean, we got over 40 minutes, so we got a good pod
more
going.
Order. It was good. Good. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're going to start updating that a little bit more.
We're going to be a little more verbal on our tweets and our grams.
We're back.
We're back.
Slowly coming back. So
that's right.
Get ready for some DFG up in your face.
Geeks are back, folks.
Let us know what you want us to talk about. If there's different things you want us to talk about.
A lot of stuff coming up.
Communicate with us. Mm-hmm. Yes. We're planning out, we're thinking about doing a Stranger Things kind of theme going for the month of October and Halloween.
Yep.
So should be bunches of fun.
Woo.
Thanks for listening.
Y'all are amazing.
Yeah, I'm happy we're all safe from
the hurricane. The Burger Canes.
The Burger Canes?
That's what my niece was calling the hurricane. The Burger Canes!
Put the Burger Canes in my mouth! Keep calm, man.
And keep calm.